My name is Owen. I'm a 10-year-old fifth grade student from Winchester Thurston School. These are my reflections on interviewing Hilda Pang Phu. Give something to get something. Hilda taught me that you need to give something to get something. She learned this lesson herself through moving to the U.S. When she first came here, she had no family, no friends, and only a small chance to get a job. All of her family and friends were in her homeland of Hong Kong. Had she stayed there, she would have been certain to get a job. Hilda had an extraordinary life in Hong Kong. When she was growing up in Hong Kong, the main goal of school was studying and getting good grades. Hilda went to St. Stephen's Girls College. In Hong Kong, high schools were called colleges and colleges were called universities. St. Stephen's Girls College made sure that their students not only got a good education, but also enrolled them in music and sports. At the time, encouraging music and sports was unusual in Hong Kong. This inspired Hilda in a good way. She enjoyed making music and playing volleyball. Hilda wasn't that good at volleyball, but as she continued playing, she got much better. She and some friends formed a music group called Tomorrow 7 and entered a colony-wide competition where they came fourth, singing a song called Gone the Rainbow. Not too long after that, they won second in another competition in which they sang a Peter, Paul, and Mary song. These music competitions happened during Hilda's last 2 years of high school. While still in high school, the group was even asked to perform twice a month on TV. Hilda's transition to America was relatively simple. She came to America after university, which might be considered college for us, in 1974 to marry her husband, who is originally from Hong Kong as well. At the time, she thought America was only about protests and anti-war movements. She was astonished when she saw it wasn't. Hilda liked the democracy here and the fact that every U.S. citizen can vote and have a voice. Everyone has freedom in America. Even children are free to say their opinions to adults. And people respect that. One early Thanksgiving in America, Hilda and her husband were invited to go to a neighbor's house to celebrate Thanksgiving. From then on, Hilda and her husband have tried to pay that forward by welcoming other newcomers when they arrive in America. When you give a gift, you get happiness. When you move houses, or cities, or states, or even countries like Hilda, you get opportunities. Hilda learned this when she moved to America. I am really thankful that I was able to interview Hilda and glad that I met someone with so many stories.